Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Our Watch announces permanent First Nations Deputy Chair. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn. National Violence Prevention Organisation, Our Watch, has committed to permanently having an Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander person as co-deputy chair of its board. And we do have that person, which is Vicky Waldraven, a new deputy co-chair. And with her, we have the chair of Our Watch, Moo Bolch. And got them both online. Very good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, feeling deadly, Trevor.
Good. Thank you very much. Before we start, we'll start with you, Moo Bolch, chair of Our Watch. Who you mob? Where you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah, who you mob?
So
yeah. Give a bit of background.
I'm joining you today from Gadigal lands. My family are from the UK originally, but I come from a little bit all over the place. But right now, I'm on beautiful but soggy Gadigal land.
Okay, and how long have you held the reins as the chair of Our Watch, Moo?
I've been doing this role since April 2022.
Okay, enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's an absolute, and I get to work with dirty people like Vicky and
yes.
others on the board, but also throughout the organisation and all over the country as well. It's such important work.
Beautiful. Over to you, Vicky's sister. Who your mob? Where you from, sis?
Yeah, I'm coming from on the lands of the Kaurna people, Adelaide, South Australia. So I just want to acknowledge the traditional owners here and pay more respect to the elders past, present and emerging. And any other Aboriginal people that are tuning in, I acknowledge where you are from too and your elders past, present and emerging as well. So I'm a proud Adnyamatna woman from the northern Flinders Ranges of South Australia.
Okay,
so
beautiful.
That's where my people come from.
Lovely footprint. And look, congratulations, new deputy co-chair of Our Watch, First Nation person to be deputised. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Give us a bit of background about Our Watch and the work that you guys do there, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start, and Vicky, you jump in, because you've been around longer than I have. Our Watch is the National Prevention of Violence Against Women and Children organisation. It was set up a little bit over 10 years ago under the National Plan to End Violence Against Women.
Yes.
And we have a board of 10 people. We've been doing this work. We work primarily with governments to try and give them the tools to be able to transform, you know, their patches. But we also produce a whole bunch of tools and resources so that people can do prevention work on the ground.
Sure.
And I'll let you jump in, Vicky.
Yeah, I'm just honoured for the appointment and something that Our Watch has committed to having a first ever incoming co-deputy chair
as
one of the First Nations. So just honoured to take on this role. And we, as proud Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, you know, we are change champions out there. What we get involved in, we, you know, make a difference in each of our areas and the expertise that we bring to the conversation. So just really honoured to be appointed in this role. So Our Watch will be proud of.
Look, a very important vehicle we're talking here, looking after our women and our children. Our Watch, I'm loving the title of that. And I was just on my program earlier this morning, the conversation where we had leaders in Marlene Longbottom and Hannah McGlade and Kylie Cribbs talking about Indigenous women are most affected by domestic violence but have struggled to be heard. It's time we listen. And it's great and very important that we got this vehicle, Our Watch, to look after our women and children, especially our Indigenous women and children. So very important space. Moo, talking about the board of directors with Our Watch, how many First Nation people on board?
We have three at the moment. So we've got the very deadly Vicky, who is here with us today. We also have Desmond Campbell. Desmond's been around since 2019.
Yes.
And we also have Karen Isles, who joined our board last year.
Okay. So it's great. You have a diverse and well-balanced, and also the fact that you got some men on the table as well, which is so very important. So, equality regarding gender as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's so important. This is a conversation not just for women, not just for Aboriginal community. We know the rates of violence against Aboriginal women and children are just horrific. Mm. Amazing people like Kylie and Hannah and others who have been doing this work for a long, long time in this space and, crying out for change and crying out for Aboriginal women's voices to be heard about the crisis that we have. So just really, really proud to be able to support that work and to be a small part of it.
Good, fantastic. And when we talk about Our Watch, how long has Our Watch been operating for and when did it first start and who's the founder?
Yeah, so we were set up in, what year are we now? 2024.
That's right.
2013, yes. Under the National Plan for End Violence, and the incredible Natasha Scott Despoja was the first chair. She was chair for many, many years, and she really helped set up and lead this organisation that has, an important focus on an issue that we know has been around for many decades, but it hasn't received the attention that it deserves.
And so it's a it's not a tiger without teeth. This is a very powerful vehicle as such, and fighting for this space and regarding prevention, but also supporting our women and children. Would that be the case, Mo?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are all about changing the things that cause violence against women. We know that there are services on the ground, and particularly community services, particularly Aboriginal community control services, that are doing this work day in, day out with people in community.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to provide resources and support for those organisations to help them to tackle the causes of violence. We know that it's complex, but we also know the evidence is pretty strong, and communities tell us that this has to be a priority.
Yes.
Particularly over the last few weeks, we've seen a number of women and children lose their lives as a result of mainly men's violence.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we need to tackle gender inequality, but also the ongoing impacts of colonialisation and racism if we're going to get this right for our communities across the country.
Exactly. So, maybe we have an operational arm, and if that's the case, a head office, and where are they situated? And do we have a CEO there?
We have our CEO and a bunch of our staff working in Melbourne, but we also have staff in every state and territory across Australia, and they're spread, often working in, doing that work in communities. And that's such an important, we know every community has different needs and different ways of having the conversation about violence against women, and it's important that we have that representation across the country.
Sure. So do we operate at the grassroots level in regards to accommodation or support for our women and children who become victims?
So that's not our job,
okay.
But we do support those services that are doing that really, really important work, that crisis support and post-crisis
team effort.
Support.
Mm. Yeah, across the board. Fantastic. Well, look, once again, Vicky, congratulations, sister, new deputy co-chair for Our Watch. I think you scored well there, Moo, and it's a very diverse board of directors. Fantastic, and a very important vehicle for a national violence prevention organisation you are. So, ladies, thank you for the yarn.
Thank you, Trev,
for having us.
And if I could just also say this too, Trev, brother there, that violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women has never been something which was part of our culture. So this is all, you know, new. So I just wanted to stress that. But in order for us to overcome violence against Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander women, we all need to come together because we are the solution to this issue.
Yes.
So, so government, local communities, our Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, mainstream services, our leaders, that's the only way we're going to, you know, deal with it and overcome it. So I just wanted to just mention that as well.
Thank you. We're all in this together, aren't we, Vicky?
And correct.
Her. Yeah.
Yes.
Moo, thank you very much. Vicky, thank you. Keep smiling, girls. Stay warm and we'll yarn soon.
Okay. Thanks,
thanks
brother. And
thanks for having us.
Stay deadly.
Bye-bye. Stay deadly.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Deadly yarn. That's Moo Bolch, her name is, chair of Our Watch, and her new deputy co-chair, First Nation woman, and First Nation person ever, Vicky Waldraven. Fantastic. And they have a diverse board of directors as well, with a couple of brothers on board as well, and an Indigenous brother as well. So, look, fantastic. Indigenous sister as well as Vicky. So it is great to see, well diverse, and talking about that space of domestic violence. It's got to stop, and we are all in this together, and that's a fantastic vehicle, a national vehicle that does the job. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and look, yarning up strong here from Bumabripa Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your service and allowing this go across the airwaves. And tune in, you mob, National Talk Black, too deadly.
If you wanna change yourself, I know the place to go. question like, chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a twine. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. Gonna go catch the night. I'm sick of dreaming, you and me set alight. The same idea, you're looking in our eye. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. I don't need a reason, let go. I'm just trying to let you, you know. All that I need and all that I want is you here in this moment. Oh, I'm gonna go catch the night.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Have you heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for Stolen Generations survivors who were removed from their families or communities in the Northern Territory, ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's a financial and wellbeing package for acknowledgement and to help with healing.
The scheme's open for applications now.
To find out more about the Territory's Redress Scheme, call 1800 566 111
or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yindinji country. That's BB and Bumbra Boot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Next segment, we go Which Way Yarning with Edmonton Police. Great to have these guys here. And I want to give a big shout out to Piconi, Edmonton and Brisbane. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumbra Boot Media. That's a box of food a week, and happy, healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver. So chew on a Mars bar, no, chew on a banana. That's what we talk about. So making the right choices. So Edmonton Police are here, and we're going to catch up, have a yarn there with Sergeant Greg Rose, who's with the Highway Patrol, and he's bodyguard, police liaison officer. We've got Stephen Brent, PLO. Very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having us.
G'day,
back
Trevor.
On.
How are you?
Thank you very much for coming, gentlemen. Steve, start with you. Who are you mob? Where are you from, brother?
Yeah, I'm a proud Jindabyne boy from the tropical rainforest of the Ravensow area and yes. Tully Mission Beach.
Tully Mission Beach. And I will say to our brother and sister down Tully, take your rain back, please.
That's it.
Yeah, rain up here in Cairns. This is the wettest town in Australia at the moment. I will say that. Yeah, thank you. So there it is. We'll have that yarn. Okay. Yeah, and I'm strong here. And also over to Sergeant Greg Rose. How are you, Greg?
Good, thanks, Trevor. I'm from Brisbane. So, yeah, definitely a lot wetter up here than it is down there at the moment. So,
okay,
yeah.
Yes. And you're a Highway Patrol?
Yeah, yeah. I'm based out at the Highway Patrol, yeah. One of the sergeants out there. And our job, as the name suggests, is yes. Primarily road safety.
Yes.
And here today to talk to you about a very important topic that probably is one that we should not only concentrate on for 1 week a year, but should concentrate on every day.
Yes, well, we are talking about National Road Safety Week, and look, that just completed there on Sunday, 5th to the 12th of May. That's for national, but then Queensland kicks in 26th to 23rd of August that it kicks in, doesn't it?
Yeah, coming up in a couple of weeks. So we've got the National Road Safety Week on this week, which is obviously Australia-wide, and yep. then towards the end of August, we have the Queensland Road Safety Week.
Okay,
they tie in together, similar sort of themes, but I suppose the one that we're here to talk about today is the one that's just ended, so we'll concentrate a little bit on that one.
But as you mentioned, this is not only a week thing. This is 24 days, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Focus on what you're doing when you're on the roads. Focus and look, save accidents and fatalities.
Yeah, we ask people to use this weekend, Queensland Road Safety Week, just as a bit of a week to sort of perhaps pause and think about their driving, to take into consideration how other people use the road. You might get to your destination safely, but if you've caused two crashes on the way and almost run over three pedestrians, you're safe, but you haven't thought of the other road users.
Exactly. We need to be sharing the roads and have thoughts for other road takers, hey?
Yeah, well, the theme this year for National Road Safety Week is to pledge to drive so that others survived, which is just what we talked about, that, not only you got to worry about yourself on the road, you got to worry about other road users, whether that be cyclists, pedestrians, other vehicles, traffic controllers, the number of people that are on bikes, you know, scooters, sure. Many, many people on the road.
Exactly. And the theme again?
Is Pledge to Drive So That Others Survive.
Pledge to Drive So Others Survive. Yeah, I love that. And we need to have these messages because the fact that we're talking about it, yeah. Then it just goes from subconscious mind to the front of the mind, yeah. Even if it's just for a split second. Yeah. But it just makes you aware, doesn't yeah. It?
And that brings it second. Into your conscious, as you said, and sort of, hey, what have I got to do?
Exactly.
So yeah. This week, this last week, we've had a couple themes. Starting off on Sunday was the, remember the 1200?
Yes.
Unfortunately and very tragically, about 1,300 people are killed on Australia roads each year.
Wow.
It's terrible, isn't it?
1,200 too many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you think about it, they've all got partners, kids, sure, mums family, and dads. Yes. It's a lot of people affected. So the focus on Monday was think about those 1,200 people, you know, what they may have gone on to do, what effects they may have had on their family, you know. Touch wood, I've never had anyone close to me killed in a motor vehicle crash, but I'd imagine it would be a horrific experience.
And love, thoughts and prayers are going to the families who lost loved ones in this situation. Yeah.
Tuesday's theme was Your Road Safety Pledge. That was when we asked people to take a pledge. Now, there was the official pledge from the National Road Safety Week.
Yep.
But just as important is that one you might sort of say to yourself and you go, you know what, I might leave home 5 minutes early to get to work, just so I don't have to race the red lights, or just so I'm not thinking about, geez, I've got to get ahead, I've got a bit of speed to catch up to get there before the boss does.
Well, that creates pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're running late, you tend to be speeding.
Yeah, yeah. And
you're not concentrating.
You're like, I've got to get to work, or I've got to drop the kids off, or I've got to pick the kids up. You know, maybe leave 5 minutes earlier. And that's what we say, that the pledge, there's the official pledge. But,
yep.
But just as important is one that you might make to yourself and you go, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more careful on the roads.
Mm.
Tuesday's was Road Safety for the Next Generation.
Yep.
That was talking about kids.
Sure.
Obviously, as the name suggests, thinking about the next people that are going to be using the road. Now, there's a couple of different ways you might look at this. One might be, you know, have you got the little ones in booster seats? Have you got them properly restrained?
Yep.
Another way might be to look at it, okay, you know, there's kids on push bikes. Mm. You know, thinking of them, they're the next generation.
Yes.
You know, I'll drive a little bit slower past the skate park, or I'll slow down when I go to the school. Because as Steve's can probably attest, you know, when we're out and about in the police car, the things you see sometimes blows your mind.
Yep. Sure, exactly, exactly.
Wednesday's theme was Protect Those Who Protect and Assist Us. That could be your emergency services workers, you know, your stop and go people, you know, your traffic control people at crossings, commonly referred to as lollipops.
Yep.
You know, it might be a matter of, okay, you know, the fireys are up there with the road closed.
Protect those who protect us.
Yeah, they're trying their best.
Yes, exactly.
And that might also be something where being a little bit more patient. You know, sure, you might always go down Mulgrave Road to get to home at Irville.
Mm.
Maybe the road's shut and you have to go the back way.
Yes.
Go a little bit slower because there's people out there trying to detour and divert traffic.
As well, yep.
Thursday's theme was a really good one, one that we really concentrate a lot out at the Highway Patrol, and I'm sure Steve would probably see it out at Edmonton too.
Sure.
How safe is my ride? Now, we're not just talking about cars here. Obviously, cars are the most important. You know, you're talking about brakes, you know, tyres, the normal things, but also push bikes. You know, has your kid got a push bike? You know, have they got working brakes? If they've got one of the scooters, which is what we call personal mobility devices, is sort of their legal name, you know, do the brakes work? You know, lots of kids these days, kids being kids, they'll wind the brakes back so they can go a little bit faster, which is all good and fun when you're a kid. But as adults, we know when it comes time to stop, if your brakes aren't as fast or as good as they could be, you're not slowing down and stopping at the stop sign.
Yep. Creates dramas that way, doesn't it, too?
Yeah.
How safe is my ride? I love that. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one to make you think, too. Another one is drive in the moment and avoid distraction. Unfortunately, the way the world is, you know, people are on their phones. You've got a million things running through your mind.
Mm.
You know, you constantly got your laptop checking emails from work or, you know, home or something. So we ask people to put those distractions aside.
Yep.
And that might be physically or it might just be out of your mind.
Mm.
You know,
the phrase that comes to my mind is the best definition of word concentration is wherever you are, be there.
That's a great one. I like that one.
So if you're behind the wheel,
be there.
You're there physically, be there mentally as well.
Yeah, yeah. Don't arrive at work and go, oh, geez, how did I get here?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
Thank you, exactly.
And just on that point, Greg, what is that penalty for, that mobile phone?
Mobile phone's about $1,200 these days, so starting to get big bucks.
Exactly. And how many demerit points is that?
That'd be four. So,
four.
Yeah.
4 points.
Yeah.
Not good, eh?
And if you get caught within 12 months, you get another 4 points. So say, for instance, there's the mobile phone camera that gets you. You've got your phone in your hand. You go past, you know, January this year just to make it easier.
Yep.
And then December you go past again, so you've been caught twice.
Yep.
You get the 4 points each time, and then you get an extra 4 points too. So your license is pretty much gone.
Gone, exactly.
So that's why big penalties.
You get pulled over. They book you for talking on the phone. There's 4 points.
Yeah.
There's 8 points if you've done it twice, you know.
Yeah, and before you
know
it,
you're on
the bus.
So while you got your phone, you pulled over, now use your phone. Yeah. Ring mum and dad. I just lost my license. Come pick me up.
Yeah. So that's one we ask people to think about. Saturdays was Share the Street.
Yep.
Same sort of thing, a little bit about road safety and protecting those. Mm. Ties in with, you know, thinking about other people, other road users. You know, that might be pedestrians, as we talked about. Might be the stop-and-go person.
Exactly.
Share the street with other people that are there. And a big one up here, take care on regional roads. Now, we've got a lovely place of Australia.
Roads,
yeah, but we often travel. And tragically, the vast majority of our crashes, fatalities and serious motor vehicle crashes do happen out on the regional roads.
Yeah.
People, you know, you get out past Mareeba and you're going up to visit your family at Cooktown, or you're going up for a weekend away. Cow comes out on front of you and all
there
of a sudden
you, go,
you know, you haven't got much room for error.
You've got to drive with the unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up there, yep.
Yeah, so, and again, that might be, that encompasses a lot of things too. You know, if you're going to a party at a friend's house at Mount Carbine and you live at Mareeba, it might be a matter of, well, I'm not going to be able to get an Uber.
Yeah.
How am I going to get home?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to need to take a swag and camp here for the night? Can I get my dad to pick me up when work's finished? Can I get my partner?
Mm.
You know, taking care on regional roads isn't necessarily only just that trip.
Yeah.
It's, hang on, when I wake up in the morning hungover, how am I going to get home?
I'm loving the affirmations or the so-called phrases that come with each day for the 7 days that we're talking about Road Safety Week.
Yeah.
It looks like very powerful. One that hits me is 1,200 people who have been killed, and another 40,000 are seriously injured on Australian roads.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it?
Very terrible.
And some of those 40,000 people, as you can probably imagine, and your listeners could, they got quite significant lifelong injuries to deal with. It's not just a matter of a month later you pop out the hospital and you're... you know, life goes back to normal.
And some of them were in the cars of the vehicle, in the vehicle of the ones that passed.
Yeah.
So you carry that with them as well.
Be awful, wouldn't it? Yeah. Be awful.
Sergeant Greg Rose, thank you very much for sharing. Fantastic National Road Safety Week that happened last week. And just to make mention again, 26th and 30th.
26th to the 30th will be Queensland Road Safety Week.
Queensland Road Safety Week, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But as we talked about earlier, Trevor, just if everyone can concentrate on road safety all the time, that can make a huge difference.
Okay. And what's the one that happens in August?
Is Queensland Road Safety Week.
Okay. Lovely. Fantastic. Well, good yarn with you. Great to see you again, Greg.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Steve?
Yep. Big shout out to the Edmonton crew there. A few of our colleagues are moving on to greener pastures.
Oh, okay.
Charlotte's going back to Brisbane. Our other colleague, Millie's heading up the Cowan.
Yes.
A couple of boys. One of the lads is also heading to Yarrabah and to Bamaga, I believe. So
when are people like that leave? Do other people come on board?
Yes, they do, because they've done their one-year rotation at Edmonton, and obviously they'll move on.
So these are all the 1 years you're talking, first year, yep?
Second years. Yeah, so they'll move on to greener pastures.
Big shout-out.
That's right, and looks like our other colleague there, Jody, hopefully wants to get back to the Gold Coast in the, sometime this year. So, big shout-out to the Bob and Edmonton. Thank you.
Fantastic. And Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay, where's he at?
He's in his little man cave, working hard.
Big shout out, Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay. All right, gentlemen, take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks very much.
All thank you.
Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue from Edmonton Police. And National Road Safety Week just happened last week. And look, I'm running 26th and 30 May, continuing there as well. But, you need to be careful and focus on what you're doing when you're on the roads. And it, like you said, as Sergeant Greg Rose mentioned, it's not only a weekly thing. This is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's every day we should be taking focus on that. But thank you for your yarn. Stay tuned in to National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.